Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. We are here on The Upswing, as always, conversations that celebrate the possible. And since the heart of The Upswing is all at the intersection of business, community, and life, what better topic to talk about than weddings, right? Love, weddings, marriage. Where'd you get married? How did you plan it? How much money did you spend? How much time and effort did you spend to put together that big day? Was it all worth it? Oh, come on. Of course it was worth it. But like everything, weddings are changing, right? Marriage is changing too, and that's great. You know, and there's nothing constant but change in this wonderful world we live in. But something as personal and really as local as weddings, you want a trusted resource and you want super creative ideas that can make the day really memorable, but also you got to keep your eye on, you know, what's cost effective, what's efficient, and ultimately, we're living this life of ours. We want to have fun at what we do. So one idea, I'm doing some research for the show today that's really cost effective and convenient, and I think it's becoming more and more of a trend in 2024, weekday weddings. Have you been to a weekday wedding? Like Thursday night ceremonies are becoming more and more popular, and a lot of couples are reducing their expenditures and making their celebrations even more personal and intimate by choosing to get married on a weekday, even like a weekday afternoon, than the traditionally favored, right, Saturday. That's when most people are getting married, Saturday afternoons. That's what we did. But there's a ton of new ideas and newer ideas today. Wedding planning today isn't just about that. All right, we have a band or a DJ? You know, that's still a pretty big decision for sure. What's your preference? I'm going to open up the talk and text line. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. As we talk to our guests, we're going to bubble up a ton of different wedding trends, so I'm sure you'll want to chime in. But what are some of the other wedding trends that we're finding? Photo albums that guests can access and share via QR codes at each one of the tables. Those are super cool. Hiring content creators and social media influencers in addition to or even instead of photographers. Themed weddings, that's always been a big thing. Celebrity celebrants, say that 10 times quickly, but or using friends, right? Instead of the traditional rabbi, pastor, or priest. Sponsorships to help underwrite costs, especially at the bar. You know, big events demand creative sponsorship. Personalized guest gifts. Those are another big thing. How can you connect directly with the couple? There's so many things happening in the wonderful space of weddings, and that's why I wanted to have our guests on today. Milwaukee locals Angela and Greg Quigley. Yes, they are married. They are the owners and founders of Married in Milwaukee, marriedinmilwaukee.com. Originally launched their site in 2008 and then did a major rebrand and site relaunch in 2012. Married in Milwaukee is essentially a one-stop media company, one-stop shop dedicated to all things wedding in Greater Milwaukee. Think of it as an online magazine that's a portal to planning your next big event. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Greg and Angela Quigley about their career journey, life as a working couple together, and everything that's new in the wedding world coming up next on The Upswing, the business and life of weddings in Wisconsin. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Today, it's all weddings all the time. We're talking to the owners and operators of Married in Milwaukee, experts in the wedding and venue space in Greater Milwaukee, Angela Quigley and Greg Quigley. Welcome to The Upswing. Thanks for taking time out of your day to be here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
For sure, for sure. So, give us the general story of starting Married in Milwaukee. You know, what was the crux of it? Did it happen after you guys got married, or like as you were planning your own wedding, you're like, wow, Yeah, I need this. Give us that origin story of starting your business.
It actually happened while we were planning, and I think a lot of good entrepreneurial ideas come out of necessity. And, you know, we got engaged, and this was 2005. So back then, the only thing that would come up on Google searches when you're looking for things in Milwaukee was the knot.com, which is like a big international wedding website, you know, one of the bigger ones. We didn't find what we were looking for on the Knot. They were listing a lot of venues in Green Bay or other places that weren't Milwaukee. And we were like, hey, we could do this and we could do it better and we could do it local. And that's what gave us the idea.
Yeah. Angela, when you're looking at some of the other national sites and planning your own wedding, like what weren't you finding? Like what wasn't curated and what wasn't like, hey, this isn't speaking to me in the way that it should?
Yeah, well, you know, the national websites have, they don't dedicate any content to talk about Milwaukee weddings, for instance. And so, you know, that in and of itself, there were no articles or no details about like, here's how you plan a wedding in Milwaukee. Here's the vendors to connect with and telling more of their entrepreneurial stories, which is something we really love about our business is just where all of our advertisers are small, locally owned businesses. And so, really, that was a huge gap. They don't do any social media about local weddings. And so that's where we kind of stepped in to try and fill that gap in the marketplace.
So did you always have the entrepreneurial bug as you were getting ready to get married? And you're like, well, I'm going to dive in and start a business right away. What were you doing at the time before you decided to launch a new business together as a new married couple?
Well, I'm going to tell a quick story. So Greg comes from a family of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
I do not. And so I was definitely, both of us were in corporate America back in the day. We're commenting. We remember you from YPM back in the day. So we've known you for quite a while. I remember being pregnant with our son and being like, Greg just always had this entrepreneurial spirit. And I was just like, oh, can't you just get a job and just be stable, you know, in my head? And I was just like, and then fast forward, we really kind of settled in with the Married in Milwaukee concept, relaunched into its blog form, and then really kind of the rest is history.
I would add that I hated working for other people, so, you know, it fit well.
He's not meant to work for anybody, so.
Well, hey, that's often the entrepreneurial path for sure. So, Angela, what were you doing?
My background is, I'm a CPA. Okay. I had a accounting background, okay. MBA, and so I was working, actually, it's funny, because I love being in the old Grand Avenue space, and now the Third Street Market Hall, but I worked at We Energies, right when we were starting up Married in Milwaukee, and so thinking of what this place now is, it's just so, I just have to give that quick shout out. It's so amazing to be in this space. But yeah, I mean, I would say all those things that I did in corporate or in the financial world definitely help us as an entrepreneur. I do our taxes, which I just finished last week.
That's good. Yeah. So I'm preparing mine right now. Yes. It's on my list tonight to finish. So taking all the time to finish the CPA exam and all the studying and everything that goes into it, was it a tough choice to leave the corporate job to kind of dive into something that was, you know, somewhat unknown?
Yeah. So a couple of things about that. So it was funny. I tell the story of studying for the CPA exam. When you study for that, I took a whole year where every week I was studying 20 hours a week. And then once I passed, because I wanted to pass it on the first try. And once I passed, it started to be like, well, now I have this 20 hours a week carved out. I don't want to just fill it with doing nothing like sitting on the couch watching TV, blah, blah, blah. So that's when I had asked Greg to redo Married in Milwaukee. And I wanted to start blogging and just, you know, talking to vendors. And
so when you started it, it was kind of a little bit of a side hustle, right?
Definitely a side hustle.
Yeah, very much. And it's funny to note that back in 2008 when we started it more as a social network. So you had profiles and people could log in and upload all their own stuff and all that fun stuff. And when we relaunched kind of in its current form. So it's vendor guides and articles.
Okay.
But I do want to tell the quick story of like, so when I left my corporate job, so we did the relaunch in 2012. So that's kind of what we refer to as our starting time. And so 2 years after that, we were asked to be on the news every Wednesday in the month of January. And so I had to ask off work to be able to do that. So I was telling my boss, hey, we're going to be on the news. And then it was like after I was like got back from that January of every Wednesday, I was like, well, things are going pretty well. So I'm gonna leave. And it was great. My boss was super supportive. But I think the thing I always like to say too, when we did that, we weren't necessarily making the money we needed to make to survive. However, we knew that we weren't going to be able to step forward and do the business and make a living on it unless I left corporate. I kind of act as more our sales relationship person. Greg is more of the tech and online and author and writing, and we share some duties too. Right. So like we do both, but we kind of separate the roles that way. But yeah, that was kind of great to be able to tell my boss. And
that's good. Entrepreneurial adventures kind of push us as we are needed for sure. I want to come back after the break and talk about how you divide duties, how the business models changed through the years, and then kind of dive into all things weddings, rehearsal dinners, and all the trends that are happening in your industry. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. All weddings all the time today on the show. Greg and Angela Quigley from Married in Milwaukee join us. So from the 262, a bunch of the texts coming in, when I got married in the 1970s, I hired a four-musician live band for four-plus hours. And you know what the cost was? $300. Oh, how times have changed. Indeed, yes, costs are something we need to all keep a watchful eye on as we plan our weddings and our events, for sure. So Married in Milwaukee, essentially kind of a one-stop shop for all things wedding resources in greater Milwaukee. How has the business model for you changed through the years? Now you're looking at, kind of going on 15 years in business almost. Like, how has that model as a publisher changed for you?
Well, I would say it hasn't changed hugely. You know, we're an advertising business, so we sell advertising to, wedding photographers, wedding venues, that type of thing. I think there's been a lot of things that we've tried over the years and either didn't make money on, didn't like doing, that type of thing. So being an entrepreneur, you can step back and say, we're making money on this, but we don't really like doing it. It's not serving our advertisers the best way it should. So we're going to, put that on the shelf and not do that.
I'd say a couple of things, though, like when we look back at when we started Married in Milwaukee, and we like to look at that 2012 as that relaunch. That's the date we think about. There was no Instagram. There was no TikTok. And so like that's something that we definitely always have to stay ahead of the game on. And then you talk about changes like when we first launched or when we were using Facebook at like probably in 2014-ish, like, man, Facebook would send us so much traffic. You could launch something and it would just blow up, and that just doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. So I think that piece has definitely changed, and we have to think about that. We've now have a TikTok account, and our audience is, that's what's unique about weddings, is our audience stays stagnant, like meaning like their age range, it's like 25 to 35, and those folks, like, you have to think about where are they at? And so we do have to kind of adapt ourselves and put ourselves on those those places.
It's a really good point. And I think, too, when you think back at that time, I said we Googled and there was nothing else out there talking about Milwaukee weddings. And that's because a lot of that was in print. So that's where the local advertisers went to advertise, was in print magazines. And, we knew that was on the way out when, we started this. I mean, we wouldn't pick up a magazine and look for our vendors.
Right.
We would go online and look for the vendors. And so that would be a big change, I guess, not necessarily in our business model, but in other people's.
Yeah. So in terms of the content you create daily, how do you stay on top of all the wedding trends and venues and just all the available vendors that people have? What does that day-to-day look like for you?
Yeah, well, I would say a couple of things. Back, I keep bringing up the YPM days, and I can't help it, right? The Young Professionals of Milwaukee days. But networking is huge. And Milwaukee is just such a great city where you have access to anybody. And that was something I really loved about starting Married in Milwaukee, too. It allowed me to just reach out to anybody who was in the event hospitality space, be like, hey, I want to write about you, or I want to talk to you. And so it gave me this platform to do lunch and do those. So I, like, a big part of ours is being out there. Like, we are networking, and I'd say not just weddings, like we are networking all throughout the community.
restaurant owners and venue owners and the artists and the people that you want to profile that people can connect with and hire for their own weddings.
100%. And so, yeah, like, so the networking is big. But then really, because we have about 130 local companies that advertise with us right now. And so we call those advertisers our Married in Milwaukee family members. And so we really try to, we host vendor events for those folks. We have an annual boat cruise where we take them out along the Milwaukee River on the Big Harbor Lady. And so just networking with the folks who are actually doing the weddings and in doing the work really kind of keeps us abreast of like all the different trends that are happening. And that's some of our favorite parts of our business is being able to connect with
these
folks.
It's such a creative industry, and I'm sure, you know, how do you work with your vendors to help them make even better livings and grow their businesses? I'm sure that's a big part of your mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things, we try and get the most qualified traffic to our website. So it's an interesting thing when you look at how you can get traffic to a website. Search engines are great for weddings because somebody's going to a search engine and they're typing in Milwaukee wedding photographers. They're specifically looking for a Milwaukee wedding photographer at that time. They'll land on our site and it goes to our vendors, you know, which we love. That's one of the things that we love about Google and search engines. And it's kind of, how our whole, business model has came up, you know, social media traffic. It's there, you get it, and you get stuff, right. And it's great for sending traffic back to articles and that type of thing, but it's
not
as high quality.
And I want to talk about that when we get back to, you know, the traffic coming from Chicago and just how the business model continues to evolve. Welcome back to The Upswing. The owners of Married in Milwaukee, Greg and Angela Quigley, join us today. And yes, they are happily married and working on a business each and every day together. So Greg and Angela, I wanted to talk about some of the current trends in the wedding space. What are you seeing? Obviously, everyone wants to be super creative and have the best wedding and event possible. What are you seeing in the space with your partners and just kind of around the state of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of cool trends going on, but our favorite one is there are no rules. Do what you want. This is your big day. But getting back into real trends and things that you see happening, you know, there's a retro vibes thing going on where you're doing like decor and design from the 70s and 80s, which is pretty cool. So you can think like disco balls and those types of things. Sustainability is a big thing. We have a partner, Tall Guy and a Girl Catering. He is the first and only certified green caterer in
Wisconsin.
Yeah. So, you know, there's people like that that you're bringing in, different vendors that help you be more sustainable. Urban Ecology Center has a great Eco I Do wedding show that they just put on.
Do you see people choosing venues based upon sustainability too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, they'll look at like, you know, how they operate their venue. You know, do they have like, you know, the solar panels, different things like that? You know, do they recycle, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Angela?
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, I would say the one thing I just love and something that we've seen throughout running Married in Milwaukee is how much the young people getting married love Milwaukee and love like showcasing cool things about Milwaukee, things like bringing in the Brewers Racing sausages to their receptions and incorporating food that's from, you know, like Saz's sour cream and chive fries.
Yeah,
like,
we actually did an article a while ago, how to showcase MKE love at your wedding. Mm-hmm. And it was a real popular article, showed all kinds of different ideas.
That's great. I mean, you got to hyper personalize your event to make it about you. And then that's what I had a really good friend that brought in. Are you still seeing like the late night snacks? Is that something that is being done at weddings?
Yeah.
A really good friend of mine brought in Oakland Euros and had the full setup.
That's awesome.
You know, the venue was willing to do that. Sometimes they're not, but they work with them and they made it happen. And it was just like one of those things that, wow, this made it was great.
It made it. I wish I would have been
I know, right? Me too. I actually want to say one more thing that we've been seeing over the years grow is more wedding weekends. And you know how, like, you have the wedding that happens on Saturdays a lot of times, and then you have the rehearsal that happens on Friday. Well, the rehearsal has really grown, and a lot of folks are planning big rehearsals where people from out of town are going to the rehearsals, but then they plan a big event even on Sunday for the gift opening, but, like, really kind of blowing that up and, like, showing Milwaukee to their guests that come in, which I think is really great.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, I want to talk just to that point. I'm sure you're seeing a lot of traffic come from the greater Chicago area.
Absolutely.
And why they're choosing maybe Milwaukee over Chicago has a lot to do with cost, venue availability, and a whole lot more. We're talking to Greg and Angela Quigley from Married in Milwaukee, all things wedding venues. This is The Upswing, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing, all things wedding, today with Greg and Angela Quigley from Married in Milwaukee. So, as you're monitoring not only traffic to your platform and site, are you seeing an increase from Chicago? And obviously, we have a lot of new venues in greater Milwaukee. What's that look like from a cost and traffic standpoint for you?
Yeah, we definitely see a lot of traffic from Chicago area. About 20% of our traffic, in fact, comes from Chicago. You also see it on social media when you're doing advertising and those types of things. But you see it when you talk to the wedding venue owners. A lot of them are like, yep, we get all kinds of Chicago couples up here. And I really think, you know, there's an ease of looking at Milwaukee weddings and seeing how much they cost. When you look at our website, because we do these articles, cost breakdowns, yeah, where we show real wedding and what it costs. And Chicago couples see that and they're like, wow, I can get married in a city that is somewhat similar to Chicago from an architecture standpoint and a history standpoint, but for, you know, probably half the cost.
What are you seeing from that breakdown of cost? Like what the numbers are all over the place. People will say, well, I spent $10,000 on my wedding. Others will say, you got to spend at least $100. You're like, what is that breakdown? Kind of, do you have any idea of like the average cost and kind of what all goes into it?
Yeah, the average cost in Milwaukee, in the metro area. Just to say, too, we like to actually consider the 7-county area, that M7, you know, we reference that as our, okay, as our platform, with Milwaukee being our heavy emphasis. But it's about $30,000 with like 140 to 150 guests. And so I always like, you know, because I'm a CPA and have those financial mindsets, right, we like to talk about budget is huge, like when you're trying to plan.
Yeah.
And so, and weddings are expensive. Right. They are. And I like to compare, like, let's say you're taking 10 of your closest friends to a nice dinner at Carnivore. How much are, and you're going to pay for their dinner and their drinks. How much are you going to pay? I would estimate at least $100 per person. And so you start to think, if you're trying to give that experience where you're covering their drinks, you're covering their food, and you're doing entertainment and decor, like, yeah, $100 is kind of a starting point if you want all those Pinterest like type weddings.
Right.
Now, if you wanted to do something less like that, you can do that. Have a backyard wedding and have it be catered by, you know, a taco truck or something like that. That can be done, but it's just like having those expectations of that. Okay, well, if I am going to have this big wedding, it is going to be expensive. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be expensive.
Well, chiming in from the 414, they say, divorce costs more than marriage. But then again, my wedding costs very little because we got married at the courthouse. That's always one way to go for sure.
Absolutely. It's true.
Yeah. But if you want that baseline, you're saying $100 per guest is a pretty good place to start.
Yep. And that's where we say, if you're really trying to look to cut your budget, is your guest list. That's like where you can cut your budget. You know, and that's where we tell couples that they need to look.
What are some of the most creative venues that you're seeing in the greater Milwaukee area? There's a lot of new places right now. And then also kind of along those lines is we're going to go to the hotel. Is that still kind of a thing because you have everything around you? The guests can stay at in the rooms, obviously. You got the restaurants, you got the catering. It's kind of a one-stop shop. Or is it more of the trend to, we're going to go to a more creative venue, or we're going to go to the barn?
Yeah, I think like there's so many great creative venues out there right now in Milwaukee. You know, we do this article that's it showcases the most popular venues on Married in Milwaukee based on searches done on our site. The George is one of them. It's operated by Saz's.
Okay.
So Saz's is the exclusive caterer, but it's, you know, it's just a great space. It's the George and Madcap Lounge. They have this lounge down in the basement that's modeled after like an English nightclub, I think, or a UK nightclub or something like that.
It's on 5th and National, and kind of a really, I mean, what a great area for your guests to even go out after, too. But yeah, that's been one of our most popular.
You know, there's a lot of other great ones. There's the Atrium in Shorewood's great. The Ivy House is another great one. And these are all like local entrepreneurs that went in these spaces, redid them, and made them something really special.
Very good. And just another further way to kind of not only hyper-personalize, but really localize your wedding with local vendors. And no matter if you're in Milwaukee or anywhere across the state, I think that's really important because you want people to leave the wedding and not only feel the love of the couple, but like, wow, this is what community is all about.
Absolutely.
So that's, I think that's really important for any event, but weddings specifically. Greg and Angela Quigley from Married in Milwaukee join us. We'll come back for one more segment. We're going to talk about the Wed MKE show that's coming up next week. We'll talk a little bit more about Milwaukee. Can we get to 1 million people through weddings? Some general advice for entrepreneurs and more. This is The Upswing, and I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, all weddings all the time today. Appreciate Greg and Angela Quigley joining us from Married in Milwaukee. So we opened the show and I talked about how a lot of couples are looking at weekday weddings. There's a big weekday event coming up next week. I think it is the 17th, which is Wednesday. Talk about that, Angela, for us, please.
Yeah, it's Wed MKE, so it's a wedding show, and it's hosted at Turner Hall Ballroom, which is one of our favorite venues in town. And so they bring about 40 to 50 local vendors, and so it's like a wedding show that you would think, but it's more intimate. And they actually have some live music playing at it, too, which is so classic for Turner Hall. So if you just go to wedmke.com, there's more info and tickets. If you follow Married in Milwaukee on social media, we'll be Married in MKE on Instagram. We'll be doing some giveaways over the next week for tickets for that show. So it's a great show. Definitely encourage all engaged couples or soon-to-be engaged couples to come.
A good way to hear the acoustics at Turner Hall, maybe before you go to a show there, too. Like way back when, my wife and I had the opportunity to clean Turner Hall for an event that the Westtown Association did. So, I mean, it's an amazing space, and it works so well for these type of community events because it's just, I don't know, there's a vibrancy there and there's a history there that's just, wow.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. So,
absolutely.
And what's, you can find all that. It's just wedmke.com.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of local vendors there. How do all your partners work together? Is there a path? Like the mayor talks a lot about, hey, we want to get to 1 million people here. Weddings for sure are part of that because you get married, maybe you have kids, maybe you recruit your family to join us here in this beautiful community. But talk about that entrepreneurial specialness to the wedding space.
Yeah, you know, I think that is one of the reasons one of the things we love most is that, you know, when you think about how expensive weddings are, well, you are, when you have your wedding and you're hiring a florist, you're hiring somebody who it's a living wage job that creative, aka a florist, cake decorator, you know, a wedding planner, all those folks, like they get to live their creative dream as an entrepreneur because of weddings. And so I think that's something we're always been into super support local, you know, as much as we possibly can. And weddings is one of those where actually it's odd if you don't support local. And so we've, you know, it's what a great niche for us to be in. And so we constantly are pushing that support local, but it's easy in weddings because all the vendors are local.
Is there something from your wedding looking back that you're like, geez, I wish we had access or I wish we would have done that? Now you have all these resources and you're in it day to day and you're like, wow, why didn't I do this?
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. But we got married at the Astor Hotel, a beautiful old ballroom. But, you know, we didn't uplight it. You know, and uplighting's big now. It just kind of transforms the space of the venue. We didn't use a professional photographer, you know, different things like that. And, you know, back then we were like, oh, we're trying to save money. But now we're like, wow, you know, it would have been great to have that, you know, these different things that we're seeing now in the industry, you know, as part of our wedding. So,
yeah.
I was just going to say another thing, that trend that we've seen over the years is video. So video has more and more been incorporated to a couple's overall budget because, I mean, when people think about, are they looking through their photos more or are they watching, you know, a 5-minute great produced film of their wedding? more often than not, they're watching films nowadays.
Yeah, and there's so many ways to do that now with content creators and social media companies that can just come in and chronicle the event for you in a non-traditional way and then be able to provide clips to all the guests. So there's a lot of creativity in that space. So your day-to-day, what advice do you have for couples in general? Obviously, you're in business each and every day. How do you manage problems and the workflow and kind of separate the whole life-work balance thing?
Well, you know, we're kind of special. We we like being together. We're best friends, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, so we work really well together. But we do get the question from, you know, some people. Usually it's one half of a couple and they'll be like, how do you work with your spouse? I couldn't do it. I need my time away. You know, that's, you know, it's the type of couple, you know, and like, we're in love. We love working together.
I would say, and then it is funny doing this business, we do get asked like, oh, what's your secret for relationships or things like that? And it kind of does segue into how do we work together? And our biggest thing is communication. You know, be talking with each other all the time. If something's bothering you, bring it up, even though it's uncomfortable, work through that. And then like have this. So Greg and I are really great at communicating with each other. So I feel like both in life and in work, like that's huge. You got to communicate about the difficult things too and the good things.
And we've been doing it 12 years. We're a well-oiled machine now. So
very good. Communication and love makes the world go around. That's what the Upswing's all about. So tomorrow on the show, Mark Cass, editor-in-chief at the Milwaukee Business Journal, joins us. We'll discuss a bunch of local and national business topics.